Scott Walker is not taking much time to drink in the sweetness of success after surviving a contentious recall campaign. Early Wednesday, the governor visited a small company in Oak Creek before heading to his office in Madison. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz stopped at the family-owned manufacturer to learn if Walker's immediate plans are environmentally related.
Steelwind Industries suspended business as usual, so an assortment of 150 workers, executives, and friends could fill a makeshift auditorium. A crew repurposed an industrial lift to hoist a giant American flag above the spot where Governor Walker would speak. He strolled into the plant, his demeanor relaxed, although his voice showed signs of a long election night.
Thanks.
Still, Walker says
thank you.
He does not intend to rest.
A little bit later, I'm going to be in Madison meeting with my cabinet. Be good to see them all, but to see my cabinet in the Capitol to talk about what each of our state agencies can do, because a lot of the things we're going to do don't require a change in state law, so they're not things that we have to vote on, but they are things we need to act on.
Walker promised jobs, thousands of them, during his first bid as governor. As the dust around the recall settles, Walker exudes confidence that good jobs are on the immediate horizon.
I'm convinced today that for businesses I visited all across the state, and for a lot of others I've heard about, that today is the first day of the takeoff in terms of jobs and growth and prosperity in the state of Wisconsin.
Walker's job creation comments seemed short on specifics.
You know, we still want to enforce common sense. We still want clean air, clean land, clean water. We want public safety and public health. But you can enforce things that are based on common sense and not just on bureaucratic red tape.
Following promises of a great future for everyone in the state, the audience rose to its feet with hoops and hollers. The governor huddled briefly with reporters after satisfying a crowd hungry for handshakes and photographs. He underscored his desire to meet with Wisconsin's entire legislature in the coming days.
Just to kind of break the ice and figure out how we can get past this. You know, as I mentioned last night, today's the election's over. We're no longer political opponents. We're all Wisconsinites, and I think overwhelmingly there's more that unites us than divides us. And if we can hone in on the things that allow us to move forward, that's what we really want to focus on in the coming days.
Only months ago, a series of divisive debates consumed the legislature, perhaps none more contentious than legislation to ease the permitting process for iron ore mining in the northern reaches of Wisconsin. Now, post-recall, Governor Walker expressed confidence he can build consensus among lawmakers to push a bill forward.
Well, that's something we'll try and figure out a way to bring people together on that, absolutely. I think that's something that was on the horizon in the past, but I think the recall elections put a barrier up to that. I think now that it's passed, we'll get there.
Walker's optimism may be tested. Although he comfortably triumphed over opponent Tom Walker in the recall election, several counties in the proposed mining region near Lake Superior voted overwhelmingly Democratic. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.